fulfilled life. I didn't come this far to only come this far. When I get this goal, I'll seek more. Not more things, more growth. Constantly pushing myself to be better. I didn't come this far to only come this far. I came this far so I could be strong enough to go further. So I'll be good enough to push myself hard. I'm only getting started. This is just the beginning. I'm proud of my achievements, but that doesn't mean I'll settle for them.
I know my page is on standby as I am redesigning it for 2023, but I felt the urgency of this message, and it also gives me a chance to close out 2022. Good day, podcast audience. This is your guy, Kenny Hodge, and this will be the last podcast of 2022 for the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. Now, throughout the year, I've made it my business to inform you of what's going on in your local and try to teach you different sections in our contract that, for whatever reason, this local just don't push with vigor. Now, I'm not even going to waste any more than 15 seconds talking about that thing they call an election, but the fact that over 2,000 mail handlers did not participate shows me that there's a need in this local. I tried to fill that need, but through scandalous shit that went on, I was not successful at this time. But I want to say to you, it is imperative that you begin to apply yourself to the principles of your contract. You cannot expect your local to do it for you. And I mean that with a little disrespect, not a lot. But you can't expect that, and you know that. So all I can say to you is you pretty much have two options. One, you're going to continue to allow management to abuse your contract, which has a latent function of damaging the mail handler. Or two, you're going to pick that contract up and you're going to read it and you're going to know it. There is no other weapon besides intellectual strength when it comes to dealing with postal management. And if you do not, you as in the mail handler, if you do not get active in the goings on in your union, I'm telling you, because I know this to be true, you will always get the short end of the stick. Now, right now in Columbus, Ohio, they're shutting down one of our annexes, Twin Rivers, and they're bringing those mail handlers to Columbus, Ohio, City Gate. Already, my phone is being blown up asking me as to what should happen, what's going on. And I want to say, again, here's your union not at work. This should be public knowledge to all mail handlers. We're shutting down the station. There's going to be a group of regular mail handlers that's coming from Twin Rivers that's now going to be placed in City Gate, and you must know the process. And I say again, if you sit back and wait for a reactive instead of a proactive union to come to your aid, you're going to be in trouble. So you pick that contract up. You don't have to read the whole thing. Just go right to Article 12 and you read it and you reread it and you reread it until you understand it. And then you stand strong against your union and against management to ensure that it is done properly. Now, I'm going to say, even when it's done properly, there's going to be some people, some mail handlers, who are still going to be rather disappointed at where they land or where they end up. But I gotta say this to you. If it's done properly, in decency and in order, then we have to learn to live with that negative outcome for those who are going to be on the short end of that stick. I can't impress upon you enough the importance that you become active in your union. Because right now, most of the new employees have no idea what a strong union is. And I say that, again, with a little disrespect, not a lot. Because it can be fixed. But it's going to require mail handlers becoming active, standing up, raising their voice when their union does not protect them as per the contract. Do you hear what I'm saying? As per the contract. Everything that I talk is contract based. And if I read it and that's what it is, then that's what we should do. So I say to you, as I began a new line of podcasts for 2023, which I know you're going to love, mail handlers, make a dedication that you will pick up your contract and read it weekly. I don't know. Just pick an article. Most of them are a page and a half. And become knowledgeable in the contract or the article that's designed to improve the quality of your work life, but you are not being given the opportunity to take advantage of it. Hey, this is Kenny Hodge on the podcast. Everyone have a blessed 2023. I hope your 2022 wasn't bad, but have a blessed 2023. And we'll be seeing and speaking a lot in 2023.
The challenge, that's what makes life great. That's what makes a fulfilled life. I didn't come this far to overcome this far. When I get this goal, I'll seek more. Not more things. More growth. Constantly pushing myself to be better.